The following radio program was made possible by partners of Sought Out Global Ministries.
And I've heard the Lord say, I'm looking to redeem the generations. I'm looking to resurrect the original intent. They have learned and responded and navigated. There's been crooks in their road that were never intended to be there for the generation, but there's redemptive gifts on each generation. And there's a calling forth to recognize what each generation offers in order for there to be a unity among the Spirit and the kingdom. You see, I am in no way, shape, or form criticizing the focus on the millennial generation or the Y generation, but I think it would be imbalanced to say it's just them. I think the more accurate picture of the kingdom is it's all of us.
Some of us have probably heard things about finding our identity in God. But have you heard about your identity within your generation as well? Welcome back to Sought Out Global Radio. Last week, we began a two-part series with an incredibly anointed teaching on the generations of our day. Today on Sought Out Global Radio, we bring you part two of our generations message from Krista Pitcairn. Krista shares with us some of the unique character traits of every generation of our time, and prophesies the word of God over each generation, calling up their destiny and identity in God. We don't have to tell you that you too are part of a generation, and right now you may be wondering, what about me? Well, we urge you to listen in and hear what God has to say about your generation through Krista, and we encourage you to bring the parts that speak to your heart most back to God and ask Him what He wants to do through you in this time. So let's join Krista Pitcairn on Sought Out Global Radio as she shares the unique characteristics of each generation, starting with the GI generation all the way up to today's Generation Y, as we bring you part two of Generations.
I went online and I was looking at the Strauss Howe generational cycle. These are two men that came together and they released two books, one in 91 called Generations, one in 97 called The Fourth Turning. You can get their books. This is where I'm pulling the research. I did not create this research. I'm pulling from theirs. I went online and I kind of looked at a lot of different sources and I found the happy medium. So these are generalizations, but I feel like they're the most accurate to what I found was out there on a material wise. Okay? So the GI generation, born between 1901 and 1924. This is termed the greatest generation to date. These are the people who grew up in the United States during the Great Depression and then went on to fight World War II, as well as those contributed to the war effort on the home front, making a decisive material contribution to the war effort. This generation is sometimes referred to as the GI generation. Tom Brokaw wrote in his 1998 book, The Greatest Generation, I believe it is the greatest generation any society has ever produced. He argued that these men and women fought not for fame and recognition, but because it was the right thing to do. When they came back, they rebuilt America into a superpower. This generation has had a moral compass. They understood they had both moral and civic responsibility to contribute and build a better America. And I kept hearing the Lord, and I felt like when we went through on a redemptive level, which I'm going to get to in a moment, I began to look at the generations. After the GI generation came the silent generation. The silent generation was born between the years of 1925 and 1942. Anyone within that time frame, 1925 to 1942. Come on. Yes, we have quite a few. I love it. That's awesome. Silent generation is labeled for the generation born between 25 and 42, notably during the Great Depression and World War II. And also included the bulk of those who fought during the Korean War. The characteristics of the silent generation were found as grave and fatalistic, conventional, possessing confused morals, expecting disappointment, but desiring faith. And for women, desiring both a career and a family. Most married early, sought stable corporate jobs, and moved into new suburbs. A famous article written about this generation stated, youth today is waiting for the hand of fate to fall on its shoulders, meanwhile working fairly hard and saying almost nothing. The most startling fact about the younger generation and its silence, with some rare exceptions, youth is nowhere near the public platform that is so desired by so many. By comparison with the flaming youth of their fathers and mothers, today's younger generation is still a small flame. It does not issue manifestos, making speeches, or carry posters. It has been called the silent generation. Now, you could hear that and you could be discouraged. Those are what I just read, socially transmitted behaviors. What I just read to you was socially transmitted behaviors. But what God wants to do, he wants to bring a redemptive aspect to that silent generation. And when I began to pray yesterday, I heard, and I want the silent generation to stand up, because we're going to rename you this morning and we're going to say new characteristics over you this morning. So come on, stand. If you were born between 25 and 42, stand up. Stand up. Ha. More protests, social experimentation, sexual freedom, drug experimentation, civil rights movement, environmental movement, women's movement, protests and riot, Woodstock, mainstream rock from the Beatles to Jimi Hendrix to R&B style of Motown. One of the contributions made by the boomer generation appears to be the expansion of individual freedom. Boomers are often associated with the civil rights movement, the feminist cause in the 70s, gay rights, handicap rights, and the right to privacy. The key characteristics, and I want the boomers to stand. If you were born between 43 and 60, I want you to stand up. The key characteristics is experimental, individualism, free-spirited, social cause-oriented, less optimistic, distrust of government, general cynicism. Never before in history, it's said over and over, never before in history has a youth been so idealized as you were during your movement. When Generation X came along, it had much to live up to, and with some degree had always lived in the shadow of the boomers. The Gen X was more criticized as the slackers, the whiners, and the doom generation. When I was praying for the baby boomers, I said, God, what's the redemptive? Because those were socially transmitted behaviors. Those were socially transmitted behaviors. But what's the redemptive flip for this generation? And I heard the Lord say, you're no longer baby boomers, but you're a boom and shake generation. And I heard him say, you come with a rumble and your footsteps leave an imprint. You were created to shake the world and the current social structures. You changed the course of history. Now do it again for the kingdom. Recognize each person has a need for their voice and to be heard. You love self-expression and you put huge value on it. You're seekers of truth and you want to give platform to it. You change history and you were created for revolution. Outside of the box does not scare you. You're as radical. I heard this so clearly. You are as radical as any young person that's alive today, if not more, if not more. There, and I heard this, and I want boomers to receive this. There is a movement still in you that is being waiting to come out. Will you please do it? Come on, boomers, I'm serious. There is a movement still left in the remnants of who you are. Rise up and take your place. And I heard him say, now bring that now to the kingdom. Boomers, you no longer are the baby boomers. You are a boom and shake generation. Ah, now to Generation X. Now this is my generation. Okay, those born between 61 and 81, raise your hand. 60. Oh, I want you guys to stand the whole time. No offense to anyone else. We got young legs. We got young legs. Baby boomers. Individuals associated with Generation X have political experiences and cultural perspective that were shaped by events such as the Cold War, the fall of the Berlin Wall, and a series of U.S. economic calamities such as the 73 oil crisis, 79 energy crisis, the early 80s recession, Black Monday, 87, and the savings and loan crisis. These events instilled a sense of economic uncertainty and reduced an expectation of long-term fidelity between employers and employees. Growing up in a historical span of relative geopolitical peace for the U.S., this generation saw the inception of the home computer, the rise of video games, cable television, and the internet as tools for social and commercial purposes. Other attributes identified with this demographic are peaks in the U.S. urban decay, the AIDS epidemic, the war on drugs, the dot-com bubble, the New York City blackout, the Space Shuttle Challenger disaster, the Iran hostage crisis, the Iran-Contra affair, Desert Storm, and the rise of punk rock, the fall of disco, heavy metal, new wave, 90s grunge, and alternative rock, techno, hip-hop culture, and music. Gen Xers are sometimes referred to as the MTV generation. Compared with previous generations, Generation X represents a more diverse generation exhibiting great variety in race, class, religion, ethnicity, and sexual orientation. Often the children of divorced parents, change is more the rule for the people of Generation X than the exception. Unlike their parents, now this is important, unlike their parents who challenge leaders with the intent to replace them, Generation X tends to ignore their leaders. Generation X statistically holds the highest education level to date and is also a generation of teenagers who slept together before they were married, were not taught to believe in God as much, and don't respect parents. And I heard over us that we are no longer Generation X, but we are Generation Extreme. We are innovators. We are inventors. We think outside the box. We're creative thinkers. We bring a unique perspective. We believe that new solutions and ideas are possible to change history as well as society. You know, genuine, and you expose the counterfeit easily. Oh. You were called to change the status quo. What always worked doesn't work for you. You are pioneers. Now, Generation X, you are a pioneer and called to forge a new path. You were raised within a system, but you see beyond it. Because so many of us lack stability of homes, we're incredible at curating community. Because of our isolation, when we find real relationship, we're loyal to the end. We embrace change because we know it's necessary and at times needed. We are educated, but still free thinkers. We are an all or nothing generation. Take that to the kingdom. Bring that to the kingdom. Generation Extreme. Now to the millennials, and this will be the last one. I know there's one more after this, the new silent generation. I'm not going to address that today because that's the children, and I'm focusing on the adults as of right now. The millennials, Generation Y, these are people born between 82 and 2000. Where are you? Ah, we have, yeah, millennials, Generation Y. Go ahead and take a stand. The term millennials was used in place of Generation Y because the members of the generation themselves coined the term, not wanting to be associated with Generation X. The generation features a deep trust in authority and institutions, being somewhat conventional but still powerful. Characteristics of this generation are generally marked by an increased use and familiarity with communications, media, and digital technologies. In most parts of the world, its upbringing was marked by an increase in a market-driven approach to politics and economics. They grew up with more protections than the previous generation of Generation X. They are heavily dependent on teamwork. And thus, when they come of age, turn into heroic, team-working young people. Studies showed increasing narcissism, though, in this generation compared to the boomers when they were teens and 20-somethings. Gen Yers have a tendency to promote and preserve conservative views and religious beliefs. The rapid growth of non-denominational churches in America are by Gen Yers. And socially conservative behavior, it's Gen Yers that have started campaigns for abstinence of drug experimentation, underage drinking, and premarital sex. That has been led by Generation Yers. Worldwide, Generation Y is considered slightly less religious than the generations before and far less trusting of the major religious institutions. They found this generation was frequently in touch with their parents and used technology at higher rates than people from other generations. 94% own a cell phone, 56 an MP3 player, and they talk to your parents 1.5 times a day. And you're very open, which is really different than the other generations. I love that. The millennials are sometimes called the trophy generation or trophy kids, a term that reflects the trend in competitive sports as well as many other aspects in life where mere participation is enough, but it is believed that the Y generation is the next great generation. I love that. So you guys are called millennials and the Y generation, and I was praying for you guys yesterday, and I kept hearing, you're the why not generation. And I just heard over you guys that you guys are like, why not me? Why not my generation? That you have the confidence and the boldness to believe you can and will be used to change history. I love this. This is what I heard over you yesterday. If Jesus said it, then so be it is your anthem. Oh, you believe in yourself and you're bringing a conscience. You're a conscious generation. You were called to bring the conscience back to America. Oh, do it. You have an inherent belief that you were created for something more. At the core of who you are, you're idealistic and you believe it's possible to change the world. You look to establish non-denominational places of worship, believing that you can pull people together for the greater purpose, who He is. You break down walls of division and you invite people to come together in unity. Bring that to the kingdom of God. Ah. You can go ahead and have your seat. Every generation had negatives and positives, but I felt like so much of what we've learned, and we view a generation lasts about a 20-year span, as you could tell, give or take some. And those are socially transmitted behaviors that we've learned. It's like we have a membership. I'm a part of Generation X. I have a membership to that generation. We connect ourselves with it. We identify with it. And the Lord is saying there's nothing wrong with that, but make sure that what you're transferring, socially transmitted behaviors, are kingdom based. Because many of what I read, what the studies say, are what the world has wanted to use to build its kingdom. But God is saying, I'm about establishing my kingdom and the redemptive gifts and the renaming of the generations. That's what the world named you, but God named you different. And God is calling forth a transgenerational work where He is saying, I'm calling the silent generation, the GI generation. I'm calling the baby boomers, Gen X, and the Y generation. I'm calling you to take your place. Each of you have a different attribute. Each of you are going to bring a different thing to the kingdom. But we need every component because it talks about we need the whole body, not just parts. It is time for us to look at one generation as the answer. That needs to be done and over. It is not about one generation. It is about the generations coming together and taking their place in history. Now stand up. When I was going through and I was praying about this, the Lord took me to Joel 2. And we're in such a Joel 2 season in the church. And I heard the Lord say in Joel 2:15, blow the trumpet. I've just blown it. Consecrate a fast, call a sacred assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and nursing babes, gather them all. Skip over to verse 28, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, your sons and your daughters, that they may all prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your younger men shall see visions, and also on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit on those days. There is a commissioning happening in the spirit today, and there's a renaming and a removing of false labels and stereotypes. The Lord is calling out His intention of what society has labeled and decided on. God is redefining. What has been used against us, God is turning to use for us. And those things that other generations have looked negatively upon one another, we are going to now begin to look at one another rather than be critical or jealous. We are going to see value of the other generations because we are called to a transgenerational building of the kingdom of God. Each generation brings unique things and we need all parts for the whole body. As Dennis begins to lead us into just a time of just worship for altar time, I want to open up these altars because I believe there's a commissioning in the spirit that's going to happen today. I believe there's some lids and there's some labels. Even as you stood up for your generation today, there's some pretty negative stereotypes that have happened through history. And I know, being from Generation X, we've had pretty much all negative spoken over Generation X. But I believe we are powerful generation. We're innovators. We're creative thinkers. We think outside the box. And I love that when I was praying, I heard the Lord say with such pleasure over Generation X. And I'm not trying to give favor to them. It's just because I'm part of it and I have a heart for it. But what I love the Lord was saying over Generation X was, he said, you can spot a counterfeit a mile away. The discerner gift on the Generation X is powerful. We're so sick of the hype. We're not into institutions, and neither is Generation Y. But it's like an alarm goes off on us, and we just go, nope, we just want the real McCoy. But as I say that, the baby boomers is one of the most incredible generations. When I was doing my research the last few days, I was getting rocked by what the baby boomers did. They changed the course of history. They say roughly between 80 and 90 years, a new civilization happens. A new civilization happened when the baby boomers became of age, which is roughly about the age of 20. And then it went baby boomers, Generation X, Y generation, millennials, and then the new silent generation, which I didn't talk about today. But who's running with that flag at the beginning of this new shift in civilization? We need that GI generation. We need that silent generation, the wisdom and the experience. We need that. And I heard the Lord say over the silent generation and the GI generation, record your experiences. We need your wisdom. We need your portion. And I felt like this was such a powerful word this morning, because it showed everyone they have value and we're not done. You're not done. Our generations aren't done. It doesn't matter your age. There's still business to be taken care of in the kingdom, and you're a part of it. You have a part in the kingdom of God. We need every part. But I tell you, boomers, what I heard yesterday, the boom and shake generation, there is a movement, a radical movement. I saw the most radical exhibits coming from that generation. There is this call of saying, I want total freedom. Show us what that looks like. We need you to show us what that looks like. If you feel like God has tapped on your heart this morning, and there's a stirring within you, and you're like, that's me. I want to be commissioned in the Spirit. And you felt a pull, and there's an affirmation. I want you to come up. And I want you to respond, and I just want to lay my hands on you. I just feel like God is commissioning people this morning to be forerunners and reformers of their generation, because there are going to be new socially transferred behaviors that are going to happen. We are no longer going to be products of our society, but we're going to be products of the kingdom of God.
What an incredibly inspired message from Krista Pitcairn today on the generations. If you'd like to receive a copy of today's message, did you know you can do that with a gift to Sought Out Global Ministries? Please accept that as our thank you in exchange for your gift of $25 or more. As you know, Sought Out Global Radio is a listener-supported ministry, and we could not bring you what we feel is anointed Holy Spirit radio without your generosity. We hope that you will prayerfully consider supporting Sought Out Global Radio, and we are always amazingly blessed when you do. Also, if you missed out on our previous program on the Four Harbor Lights of God, a message specifically about the four keys to authenticating when we hear the voice of the Lord, be sure to go to our website, sawdotglobal.com. Herb has prepared a message that goes into great detail on the Harbor Lights, and we invite you to listen into that, as well as our previous broadcast, which can be found on our website. Looking ahead at our calendar, our next two larger gatherings will be held in Everett, the first September 27th at Comcast Arena, and then also on October 18th, please join us at New Life Center, as we'll be hosting a regional encounter meeting featuring powerful worship and prophetic ministry. For more information on either event, please go to sought-out-global.com. To write us, our address is P.O. Box 1733, Mukilteo, Washington, 98275. Sought Out Global Radio also accepts online donations. Just go to our website at sought-out-global.com. Well, that's all the time we have left. On behalf of Herb and Bethany Marks, Krista Pitcairn, I'm Mark Grote. Be sure to join us again next week right here on Sought Out Global Radio.
The preceding program was made possible by partners of Sought Out Global Radio, calling you into greatness. If you would like to sign up to become partners with Sought Out Global Radio, you can do that at SoughtOutGlobal.com.